Big practice this morning for Trevor Lawrence, and Josh Allen steps up to become a better leader. We'll talk about it today here on Locked On Jaguars.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thank you for joining me here on Locked On Jaguars, your daily podcast where it's your team every day, reminding you that we are free on all platforms. And we thank you for making us your first listen. First listen on the second day of Jaguars training camp 2022. Y'all, that boy Trevor is something serious. We'll discuss that. We'll also talk about Josh Allen and some of the pointed things that he said about his ability to lead and how this year seems better than the last for obvious reasons. And last but not least, Mike Caldwell commanded the attention of everyone at the podium today. I'll tell you why. The fact that he didn't say very much is a good thing. But let's get back to Trevor. I know it's in shorts. I know. And I got buddies of mine already saying, chill, man, you're going to make everybody too excited about what's going on. But let me explain something to you. That kid had a day today where he did not throw one incompletion. And I'm not comparing this to a game. I'm not comparing this to a practice in pads. I am comparing it to other games or other practices where they had on short, similar situations. In fact, I'm not just going to compare it to his. I'm going to compare it to everyone's practice. Any quarterback I've ever seen on that field, on a practice field, even the visiting quarterbacks, I'm going to compare it to all of those. Trevor Lawrence looked as good today as anybody, or probably better. I'm not even trying to be politically correct with it. He looked better today throwing the football than anyone I've ever seen on that field, even though it was in shorts. And I keep prefacing my comments by saying, even though it was in shorts, because somebody asked me too, is that a bad sign for the defense? No, it's not. Because the defense was in place. This had nothing to do with whether or not the defense didn't play well. This had nothing to do with them being in short. This is about ball placement, and this is about throwing the ball on a rope 25, 30 yards down the field, in the middle of the field, to the sideline on deep passes with perceived pressure in his face where, even though he knew he wasn't going to get hit, there were still guys there with their hands up. They actually did a drill earlier in practice with guys with their hands up. And you saw how all of the quarterbacks were able to have a release point that allowed them to throw the ball over people who were 6'4", 6'5", that were reaching up and that were 2 or 3 feet in front of them trying to block, knock the ball down. So that's a very, very significant thing. And when you saw them and you saw Trevor be able to work that out live, it was a thing of beauty. Everyone was a spiral. There's one floating around on video that wasn't a spiral. But he didn't even have a chance to step into the throw. He threw it off of his back foot, and he threw it off of his back foot about 45 or 50 yards downfield to Laquon Treadwell in a window that was between a safety and a corner on the sideline. It was absolutely outstanding. The video doesn't do it justice because just seeing it in person, you realize why everybody on that video sort of went crazy. So he looks bigger. He looks stronger. And the thing is I believe schematically what's going to happen is the way that they're going to play and the way that Doug Peterson designs offense, they're going to attack all parts of the field. When they went 11 on 11, the first thing they did was he did a reverse out and he rolled back around and he threw a screen to Travis Etienne. And I thought I was going to go berserk because I've been talking about that Andy Reid offense and that Doug Peterson offense with the use of running backs catching the ball out of the backfield, and I kept bringing up Brian Westbrook. As soon as he did it as the first play in 11-on-11, I was like, there it is. That's what you're going to see. I see an offense that's going to challenge vertically as well as horizontally, and they're going to leave the defense pretty much guessing everything that they have to do. But the key to all of this is the fact that Trevor Lawrence has really, really special arm talent. The ball snaps out. It looks like he is just another different type of player in what they're going to do here. I think Dave, I think Doug Peterson has the most confidence in him. And I think all of those guys do. When they were coaching everybody else who was missing some of these throws, and they were just congratulating Trevor because there was nothing that he did that you could have thought or would have thought needed anything else. You know, nothing needed to be corrected. There were a couple of guys that absolutely did miss some wide open people, but Trevor Lawrence wasn't one of them. So, you know, the Jaguars might have some problems, but one thing they don't have is problems at quarterback. They do not have problems at quarterback. Trevor Lawrence had a big day, and I don't want to overstate it, but I don't want to understate it either, because that's just how I felt. That's the best day of placing the ball that I've ever seen at an NFL practice, and I've been to 100 of them, and at least it was something else. But it's something to be said, too, about the leaders and how the leaders of this team have stepped up. Another guy who has stepped up, who talked to the media today, was Josh Allen. And while I'm not going to quote him, I just think I'm going to just keep it real for you, man, and speak from the position that I was in and just let you know that I'm expecting big things out of him too. A lot of it is because of what he did in offseason, and I'll explain that to you in segment two. And then I'll tell you about Mike Caldwell. The man is a master of saying nothing while saying something. But what he does is he has a total command of the podium whenever he is in front of the podium. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. So we're going to step into my thoughts about Josh Allen and some of the things that he said about how the team is being run this year, some of the things he said about Trevon Walker, and then some of the things that he talked about in terms of how he prepared this past offseason. We'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars, after I let you guys know about our friends over at Dave. Now, Dave is an app. It's D-A-V-E. I want to make sure you understand that. And it's in your app store right now. We've all had situations where we were living paycheck to paycheck and struggling to make ends meet. And I know right now there are a lot of challenges in the economy for a whole lot of people. And one thing you can do is, don't feel sorry for yourself. You could just try to borrow money from your own self and the future you. How do you do that? Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank or buy a special gift or even just catch up on bills and give yourself a little bit of wiggle room. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. Get rid of the anxiety so you can have a good night's sleep. There's no interest and no credit check needed. All you got to do is download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. And I know it seems funny when you hear a man named Wiggins talk about wiggle room, but you got some wiggle room here on Locked On Jaguars, and we're talking about how the leaders of this team stepped up. When we talk about the leaders, who are we talking about? We're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We're talking about Josh Allen. I think Trevon Walker is going to be put into that category. Obviously, Foy Oluwakan is going to be put into that category as well. I think offensively, with the way practice is going, Travis Etienne is going to be a very loud voice in that room and for that offense. He looks different, man. He's got a pop about him that I noticed at camp today that is unbelievable. It's unbelievable with how he moves, his explosiveness. It's just different from anything that you've ever seen since probably Maurice Jones-Drew and Fred Taylor. But very, very different, very, very active part of what this team is going to be and what they're going to do. Defensively, under the leadership of Mike Caldwell, I can't necessarily tell you exactly what to expect, but I will tell you this team is together. And Josh Allen talked about how he loves the fact that Doug Peterson talks to them like grown men and treats them with respect like men. Now, if you read the tea leaves correctly, you'll understand that that gives them a hint that at some point these guys weren't talked to like grown men and were not treated with respect. And you can probably attach that right to Urban Meyer, the former head coach who is gone. And it gives you an idea of the amount of dysfunction that was going on in his organization a year ago. And it absolutely was something that really, really needed to subside and move away from this franchise, man, because the bottom line is there was just absolutely no room for it. There was no room for Urban Meyer and that sort of leadership or lack of leadership, if you will. And to me, it was just time. It was time to make a change, and it was time to make a change to a guy who's a better communicator, someone who, first of all, understands coaching, knows how to coach, knows the guys around the league, understands how to communicate with players without degrading them, understands how to communicate with their coaches. And you see a lot of it. It's a lot different this year. Now, it's a little nice, probably too nice for some people's liking, that camp needs to be a little chippy. There was even talk on the sideline amongst the media. Nobody's going to fight this year, are they? Somebody said, yeah, somebody's going to fight. And we were trying to figure out who it was going to be. Who's going to be the person that's going to fight? Who's going to be the person that's going to push the envelope a little bit and challenge some people? But no, didn't happen. And hasn't happened yet. It's only 2 days in. But the messaging that you hear, whether it's from Josh Allen or whether it's from Evan Engram, is everyone is in this together and they believe that they're going to have a chance to win some football games. Josh spoke about working out this summer with Robert Mathis, longtime AFC South enemy of Jacksonville, who played, got over 100 sacks up with the Colts. Doesn't matter now. Josh wanted to work out with him and paid for him to come here in Jacksonville, but then he took it a step further and paid for all of his teammates as well at the position to get some work in with Robert Mathis. And that amount of dedication and paying attention to what he puts in his body, it shows you that these guys are for real. These guys are for real, and they're being real, real proactive and trying to turn this thing around. Shaquille Griffin said, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but he said he's going to be great. He wants to be great this year. So I see it all around change. I see the leaders stepping up. I see the guys who are being paid a lot of money and the guys that are always in front of the microphone actually doing more than just talking. So, yeah, Josh Allen, man. Josh Allen was very, very impressive today, talking about all the extra work that him and his teammates put in and standing up and speaking up for the team and saying that, you know, this is going to be a lot different this year, and they expect a different result, and that the coaches have made a tremendous amount of difference with them. So we'll discuss more of that here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars after I tell you about Locked On NFL. Locked On NFL is a podcast that you need to be paying attention to. I host it every Wednesday with my man James Rapine from Locked On Bengals. But we have other hosts around the country and from other teams along the Locked On Podcast Network that really, really lay it down for you. That's Monday through Friday. You can find it on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, and make sure you like and subscribe and make that your next listen. Mike Caldwell got up today, had a very commanding presence at the press conference this morning, and didn't say a lot. So you can say he's a master. It's almost like, it was almost politician-like, where Mike Caldwell basically said a lot without saying anything and kind of left you with your head scratched. They were asking about, are you going to be able to stop the run? And he was like, maybe by the end of the year, meaning we're going to have to learn. One of the questions I asked Mike Caldwell was, I asked him if the defense was necessarily going to look a lot like the Tampa defense. And the reason why I asked him that is because we make that assumption that because a guy has, you know, his last stop was in Tampa, is this defense going to necessarily be like sort of man for man, where you can go back and pick exactly who played what and who did what? And he says, you know, while he looked up to Todd Bowles and he's worked with him on several occasions, he's been playing and coaching a long time. And so, you know, it's probably going to end up the way he sort of explained it, is it's going to look the way the players allow it to look based on what their skill set is. So that kind of tells me that they're going to have their own identity. This team will definitely have its own identity, and it'll have its own identity based on what those guys are actually able to do on the field. And so far what we've seen is they're long, they're athletic, even though Trevor had a great day today, they were never out of place. They were never not competing or where they were supposed to be. It's just that it just wasn't nothing you can do about it. If I give you an idea, it's like sometimes when you watch Aaron Rodgers, when he gets to going and gets everything clicking, it's like there's nothing you can do. The ball goes to, it went to the only place that it could possibly go. So it's not as if you can just dismiss the fact that he was just on, Trevor was just on fire today, y'all. The dude was just something else. So the success that they had today had absolutely nothing to do with whether or not the defense was ready or not. They're not hitting yet, so we don't know the physicality and all of that of the guys up front versus the other line of scrimmage. But I will tell you this, they look plenty big and plenty fast, and they look a little bit different than you've seen this team look around here in a very, very long time. They almost look like Pittsburgh defensively with their size and their length and their body types up front in their front seven and with the length that they have in the secondary. But I think they're going to have a lot of depth too. I really do. I believe that this team will have a ton of depth to go along with the athleticism that they have outside. So one of the things that we have to watch for with a first-year defensive coordinator is at what point does he get his identity? At what point does this team turn into and turn out to be the type of team that he wants it to be? And we'll just have to wait and see. We'll really have to just wait and see how that all turns out. But he's not giving you much, man. Mike is like, you know, I think it's a good thing because it's not his job to come out here and explain all of the trade secrets and everything that he wants out here in the wide open. Some of this stuff has to be left to the imagination because the opponents are listening too. And you don't want to give them too much and have too many tells for them when it comes to what it is you're trying to accomplish, because that just gives away too much stuff, and you can keep some of this stuff for yourself. You don't necessarily have to give all of that away. You can slowly integrate that stuff and let them figure it out when they get on the field. But another thing is I don't think it's up to him to not keep his players motivated. I think demonstrated performance is a term that I really, really love to use. And they're just going to have to go out and do it on the field. He's not giving anything away. He even was asked, is Andre Sisko a starter? He said, we'll see. We'll see. And, he might know the answer. He might have an idea. Like if Doug Peterson asked him that question or if Trent Baalke asked him that question, he may have an idea already. But maybe he feels like it's not his place to just say it while he has other guys competing for the job. I think it's a breath of fresh air that, you know, there's a little bit of mystery, and they keep us sort of they kind of keep us a little bit off balance when it comes to trying to figure out exactly what they're going to do, when they're going to do it, and why they're going to do it. So in my opinion, I don't have a problem with it. It was funny that we were all over there. We called him calling Mike a little bit of a politician, but it is what it is. And I think anything that leads to this team winning, we'll put up with it. We don't worry. We won't have to worry about it. We're going to be back at training camp again tomorrow. One of the things I want to focus on tomorrow, though, I really, really, really want to take a look at the tight end core and the defensive backs. Because if there's a little doubt in my mind at this point, and I don't have much, but if there's a little doubt in my mind about where this team is in those two areas, I think those are the two that are probably the ones that if you told me I had to have some concern, those would be the two that concern me the most. So we'll take a look at tight end and DBs tomorrow and give you another live report from training camp. You guys take care of each other. And we have a little bit of abbreviated edition today because I had some technical issues, but I think we got them worked out. But until the next edition of Locked On Jaguars, you guys take care of each other, and we'll see you next time.